All right, cool, we're live. Okay, so YouTube made an update, and I wasn't sure exactly what to expect, but we're live. Thank you for joining me here on Thursday. It is noon, it is Central Time. That means it's time for Dispatching Live. What we're doing is we're talking about dispatching load board tips for dispatchers, for carriers, family members. If you're learning how to dispatch, you're new to it, or maybe you're a busy driver and you want to check a route, or you want to say hello and promote your company business, please do that. Please do join the live chat and let us know how we can help you. And when I say we, I mean Sue and Jay. I'm Jay. Here's Sue from Murphy Auto Transport. Sue, can you hear us okay?
I can. How are you doing today, Jay?
Hey, good. Thank you. Thanks for taking the time. And, well, when I say we're going to take time, 90 minutes on the clock. All right.
Yep.
So we got
Alrighty.
Dispatching Live is a 90-minute show, and that also means check in with the live chat. Hey, we got Ron from NYC Traffic Inc. is here. Sue checked in into the live chat, and you can do the same. Please do let us know what's going on, where you're at, what's happening. Also, be sure to check out autotransportintel.com for the podcast of the show, so you can just listen to the show on the audio. So, Sue, what are we doing today? What's on your agenda?
Well, we're going to first look at what is on the board. We are down to 47,568.
Uh-oh.
I think we were at 50,000 last week.
Yes, and if we go back, so a month ago, was it, what, 59,000?
Yeah, it was over 60, I think. We were at like 62.
Right. Okay.
At the highest peak for some reason.
And anybody that doesn't know what she's talking about, so go ahead. The results there,
we're
right?
The results from Central Dispatch from all to all. We're kind of keeping track of this because it went so wackadoo. I mean, we were down to only 4,000 loads during the height of the COVID, shall we say. And then as soon as the state started opening back up, we started just kept creeping up and up and up till we ran up to, I swear it was 62 or 69.
Oh man.
It was the highest one we were at.
And
I've never seen anything like it in my life.
And yeah. And that was the end of June, right?
I think so. We'd probably have to go back.
We would.
And look it up.
And this is pretty important data. So sometime in June, Central Dispatch, lower 48 states. So you're saying, mm-hmm. you're right, all 48 to
yeah.
all 48.
Right.
How many days out? What other parameters did you have on that?
I just have 3 days out. Okay. I would assume if I made it a 60-day, it'd probably be more, but
it's not realistic. Yeah, so 3 days out, because really, yeah, that's more real. Besides, you can't book a car more than 3 days out on some load board, so there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so and 3 days out, all to all.
Those loads aren't good. Yeah.
Central Dispatch, late June. 60,000 plus loads available.
Yeah.
Now
we're down to 47,568, it looks like.
So
and
in the month of June, we dropped from 60 to 50, and now we're under 50.
Yeah.
That's pretty important
information. 47,568. It is. It tells you how fast these loads are moving. And now, granted, we're just creeping. It looks like we're creeping, I would say, like 3,000 to 4,000. We're going down every week. Is kind of what I'm going to say the average is. And now keep in mind, they're going to be listing loads too. So it's not like we're just losing these loads. We're going to be adding to them. But I think we're not going to hit normal still for at least, I would say, a couple months if we're going to go by this way this has been showing, like, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 a week. Don't you figure? Because that's about right.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, well, here's what's interesting. This is why I find this interesting. I mean, car dealers, when it comes to car pricing and all, they know what it was a year ago. They talk about year
right.
over year and all that stuff. Do we have that in auto right. transport? No. Right?
Right.
What was it a year ago? We can only guess. We can only go back and check, like, printouts, right? Or how would we even get that information?
I would say, well, this is usually the slow season. So I would say we were probably around anywhere between 15,000 to 17,000 loads.
Oh my gosh! A year ago, really?
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. Because slow season starts right about this time, and if you get lucky, it starts the end of August. But I thought it started early last year, and it usually runs until the 1st of January, right after the first of the year. I think we're going to make this last, I'm going to guess and say, let's see, we're at the beginning of, well, we're actually the middle of August. So I say we're going to see this at least through October. And if they continue buying cars like they're buying them, which has been just insane to me, it may stay decent all the way through the first of the year, which would be great. Plus, you have to keep in mind, there's a lot of drivers that went out of business, and there's still a lot of drivers who will not go out on the road because of the COVID, too. So that may increase depending on, you know, if they decide to go out. But if they've been out for this long, Jay, it's going to be hard for them to go back out if they've waited this long, honestly. Because how can you afford it, you know what I mean, to sit?
Yeah. So. Well, and you know, it's interesting, in for Americans in general, to, right. I mean, you're seeing this. If your business has been stalled for this long, yeah, I mean, that's why people are like, I either got to go back to work or shut down my business.
Right, or you got lucky enough to get an SBA loan or something to that effect.
Right.
So, and if you're one of the lucky ones, then that's awesome for you, but not everybody got them, so. But I do still think, isn't there still money? I believe they've never even have gotten rid of all the SBA loan money. You probably, if you are in that situation, you need to apply.
Yeah, there was. I was still getting emails about the SBA loans even like last month, I want to say.
Okay.
And yeah, I think the only thing that's really stopped is the stimulus checks. There's no more just straight up free money. There's unemployment, there's loans, there's, I think, tax breaks, but there's no here's $600 for being an American.
Well, the $600 is the unemployment that they were getting every week, right, which I believe they still are getting.
But you had to be previously employed, which
counts.
Right,
but you can get it as a small business owner, too.
Right, there you go.
No, it counts less, too. We could get it. Anybody
really?
That's self-employed still, yeah, you can apply for it. What the deal is it goes through the federal unemployment instead of like your local state unemployment. So you have to process it through your state, but then it goes to the federal from there. And you can get that $600.
You know, I didn't realize that. I'm so used to not being qualified for unemployment that I just, hear unemployment. I'm like, yeah, that's not me. Entrepreneurs never get a break.
Exactly. Well, I never did it either because I got the SBA loan too, so that helped me. But also, I was still working and I couldn't. I mean, granted, it was just me working, and the rest of my office had shut down. But I was still at least pulling in enough to where I could survive. So to me, I didn't want to take advantage of it because it's eventually going to cost our kids later on down the road.
Well, it's funny you said it. So that's what I did. I got an initial SBA loan. I got that initial like $1,000, but I didn't go back to the well for the big money because I'm like, nah, I don't want to have to deal with trying to pay that back and the taxes and the whatnot. I looked at the national debt. I'm like, I don't know. I just didn't want to do it. Not that all right,
yeah.
So fine. I'll never eat dinner again. I'll just do that.
Well, and then as far as the checks that they were sending out, I know still people that still have not received their stimulus check either. And I know still working on them. Yeah.
That's brutal. Yeah. Yeah, now I did get my stimulus check. And
I blew through that.
That's why, is it funny that like people are not buying boats and stuff? Like, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It paid my bills.
Hang out more?
Yeah, exactly. Or buy a car or something like that.
But that's, you know what? And that pretty much sums up, if you're anywhere near the word dispatching, you don't have any boats.
No.
Right. No. Jen is like, amen, I've got hot wine. And Richard Keller asked a good question in the live chat. Why are so many companies going out of business when the loads are so good? What do you think?
I
was thinking that
Rich
too.
Rich is one of my drivers.
Oh, good. So, okay. Thank you, Rich.
So, well, I think the reason why they went out of business is because they didn't get the money in time. And if a lot of these small businesses that are truck drivers, as you know, they're like, okay, I just bought a truck, what do I do kind of thing? And they were just barely scrimping by to make it because they didn't probably know what they were doing and didn't take out the proper amount of funds to start their business. Because I've come through a few companies that called us for dispatching. We worked with them for a week. They didn't want to run because the driver didn't want to run because of COVID, and now they're out of business. Well, you can't sit for, you know, this business is like, you've got so much overhead. You've got to be working. And I totally understand if you're, you know, living paycheck to paycheck by doing this, you can't sit for a month. It will tear you up. I mean, you're done. That's the thing. And I think that's why a lot of them went out of business.
You just, right. Because your runway, that's what they say in the corporate world, your runway. Actually, and Ty said it really well. Are you already living 2 weeks behind paycheck to paycheck?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, so you're like, right. You're like, great, the stimulus is coming. I'm done.
Yes.
Right?
Right, and the stimulus for a truck driver didn't mean anything.
Oh, that was a DOT. That was the penalty on a DOT ticket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not going to help them. They needed that SBA loan, and I've talked to different drivers, and some people got the SBA loan. Some of them didn't. There was no rhyme or reason to it, because I thought maybe it was because, you know, if they'd been in only business for a certain length of time, or you know what I mean? Or they show, you know, how much income they've made. But right. I had drivers that were new that got the SBA loan. And then drivers that I've talked to that had been in business for 15 years didn't get the SBA loan.
Wow.
So I don't know what their parameters were for it.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean? So,
well,
because I've had drivers tell me they've gotten $100,000. That's a lot of money.
What?
Yeah.
As an SBA loan? Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And I mean, and granted, it's a 30-year note, no payments for a year. Interest rate is only, I think, 3.something%. So, I mean, I could see doing it. I mean, some of my drivers bought trucks and trailers and stuff like that. They were investing in their company, and that's what you should do with it and keep yourself on the road. So.
Well, and that's another thing that Ty talks about is really anything you make, you know, reinvest. And, you know, listen, drivers know that. That's why I love the conversation that we're having. But anytime I find myself, you know, giving like driver advice, I have to stop myself. Uh-huh. Drivers know this stuff. Or if they don't, you know, it's good to talk to Ty because he's been in the truck. But right. I like that we're talking about this because I have wondered some of these things. And anytime I wonder anything, I know I'm not alone. Somebody else is wondering the same thing at the same time.
Exactly. And a lot of people didn't understand how they were supposed to go fill out for the SBA, just the disaster relief, which you should have filled out. I sent it to all my drivers so they could go apply. And it was only like a one page form, took me like 10 minutes to fill out and it was done. Then they would send you, I think the money was based on how many employees you may have had. So I think that's why some of them only got one because they're self-employed, like $1,000.
Right.
And then after that, that's when everybody, it was like a month and a half later, we all got notices saying, hey, you can apply for this. This is how much we're willing to give you.
Come back for the big money.
And then you fill it out.
Initially it was up to 10 employees, up to $10,000, $1,000 ahead.
Yeah.
And that's the one I participated in. And when I saw the SBA loan and those large dollars, I thought, I'm not in a truck, you know, like that money is for people that are paying for, like, you know, expensive either physical locations or physical assets. That's what I thought, you know, a guy with a YouTube channel, you know, that gets 50 grand, that just doesn't seem right. And besides, you know, how long is it going to take me to pay that back? So I thought,
30 years.
I don't want it, man. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
I get it.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it is really interesting. And I mean, I'm glad that it sucks. I'm sorry for the businesses that went out of business. And, you know, trucking's in the blood. So, right?
Yeah.
You either join somebody else or.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, I've been doing this a long time. So I, you know, I've seen lots of truck drivers struggle. I mean, it's, and if you could have got this loan, I mean, the way I looked at it, as far as getting this loan that's a lot cheaper than going out and taking out a loan to buy a truck at whatever percentage it was,
that's
too.
Right.
So
that's
you have
right.
to look at it that way, and you get a lot longer to pay it off, and you can pay it off faster. There's no penalties for paying it off faster. So if you're doing well, you pay it off faster. You don't have that hanging over your head either.
But,
you know, sometimes big rig, it costs over $100,000.
Do you know what the APR was on average for the SBA loan?
It was only like 3. I want to say it's 3.44 or 3.6. Rich, do you remember
That's
what
low.
It was?
That's great.
Yeah, it's really low.
Plus,
I mean,
flexible
granted
payment.
Now,
that's cool.
Right, right. I mean, the payment on most of them are like
well,
minimal.
Well, shoot, maybe
like
I need to rethink this thing. Hold on. I need to.
Just don't go buy a house or a car with it. That's
right.
all I'm telling.
Right. Well, see, there you go. Are people getting SBA loans and buying a boat? Somebody, you know, somebody
yes.
is.
Oh,
in
no,
fact,
there's been people, if you watch
right?
Facebook,
that's
getting,
right. There was this story that
arrested.
Guy went out and got a Lambo yeah. and stuff. Right?
Yep. Yep. And they're they're watching your account for that kind of stuff. Because also, if you spend, what is it, over $10,000, they have to report you to the IRS if you walk in with cash. So automatically, if you walk in to buy a Lambo or a boat, you're going to pay over $10,000. So they're reporting you right then and there. So then snap, done, you're done. And I think the rule is if you get caught doing that, not only is it jail time, but you have to pay back the loan plus half of it. So if you borrowed $100,000, you're going to pay back $150,000. And I believe they want it right then and there. There is no waiting for it, no payments plan. You're done.
Wow.
So keep that in mind, people. If you took the money, don't blow it on things that are not business related. And
wow.
technically, I guess you could buy a car and put it under your corporation, but don't buy a Lambo, okay? Buy something that makes more sense.
Call Ty at CTS Business yeah. Coaching, 417-483-2764. I'll tell you what, Sue, let's do this. Get the load board ready, because after the break, we're going to go into Central Dispatch. If you've got a load board search, route search or dispatching advice you're looking for, please put it into the live chat. We're going to be going through some of that. We got a couple other things to share, but before that, please stick around. We're going to be right back.
Are you completely stressed out from all the calls and the contracts and the verification of loads when nobody answers the phone? Call Murphy Auto Dispatch Services today. Murphy Auto Dispatch Services has over 15 years of experience in the transport industry. We are your office while you are on the road. We book, we verify, and we bill out your loads for you. We have an excellent accounting staff and an even better dispatch team. Give us a call today at 417-273-0021. Or if you want to email me, it's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. Give us a call today.
That is the information for Murphy Auto Transport Services. We're live with Sue, and Sue is a fully licensed broker. She runs a dispatching office. She's really helpful, knowledgeable, and our drivers love working with her because it's a team. You got the dispatcher, the driver, and the goal is to keep that truck loaded, keep her moving, make sure all the vehicles are ready for pickup, and just make it rain. All right, so we're live with Sue. Please do check in the live chat. Let us know how we can help you. What route are you searching for? What load board search advice do you need? And all right, Sue, I pass it over to you. What are we doing? Are you searching for a driver?
I'm gonna look for one of my drivers. He is gonna be in Indianapolis tomorrow, and he actually lives in Lakemoor, Illinois, which is the Chicago area. So we're trying to get him preloaded for tomorrow to drop on Monday. He's going to go home for the weekend and then just arrive wherever, you know what I mean? Wherever
right.
we're going to look
right.
for.
Right.
So I was put up a minimum of 2 wherever he's at. So I've got a page out of Chicago and I've got a page out of Indianapolis. We're going to kind of scroll through here and see if there's anything good on here. I would prefer a 4-pack. That way he gets done, gets home. This Montway just listed a 4-pack. Going into Greeley for $2,000, which isn't bad. We'll look here and see if there's anything better, though. How's that? Because
Yeah, nah, that's not that exciting.
May not even be legit. Yeah. And Montways may not be right. So we'll just keep moving here and see what else.
You know what? Speaking of, I just found a video. This guy made it 2 months ago. It's on YouTube. It's all about Montway. He's a driver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty. You should Google it. Go to YouTube and just type in like Montway. If you type in Montway Auto Transport, you'll find it. Which is interesting because he's a carrier and he's laying down, what some would categorize as his truth. Probably many people's truth. And yeah, is Montway Auto Transport legit? That's the name of the video.
Okay.
Gotta check it out. You heard about it here on Auto Transport Intel.
All right. Let's see. I will watch that a little bit later. Let's see what's on here.
I think several people will probably watch it now.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wouldn't mind going to Charlotte, but I don't. He does not do Chicago. He's in a big rig. It is too hard to get around there. And I'm sure I could find another tube going that way. Those aren't bad paying for a 4-car, except for the Chicago part. What else we got here? Would really rather have a 4-pack, but if I can get two picking up at the same place, that'd be all right too. I don't want to do, those are paying good going to Memphis, but once again, it's in Chicago. Not going to New York. Thank you anyways. I'm looking for big money. I don't want $800 loads. I'm looking for $1,200, $1,500 four pack. Because
you're looking for cluster.
I'm looking for a cluster or at least enough to pay the right amount of money. It looks like, I don't know what this is. It says other, so.
Now, why are you looking for a cluster? So you're not driving all over Chicago or what?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's tolls up there and traffic is horrendous. So we want to stay away from that. I'm going to check Indianapolis too, because I'd rather pick up in Indianapolis. It'll be a lot easier to do for sure. But we're going to finish going through this and see, because there's quite a few on here that with a minimum of two. And this, I don't think that's right.
I don't like that kind of stuff, honestly. Like,
this is fishing. This is what they're doing. They're fishing. Would be my guess.
That's a good way to put it.
Because they're trying to. Every time you see somebody that lists 50 or 100 loads, they want to see if they can find out what drivers are willing to do it for, if they can get you set up, and then they say, "Well, we'll call you when it's ready to go," and it's never ready to go. So don't ever count on that. Let's see. I should have put a minimum of so much money on here. We could have filtered through some of this stuff a little bit faster.
You didn't put a minimum. Don't you hate that? Sometimes when you forget to put the minimum and you're digging through the garbage and they're like, what am I doing?
There's a 2-pack to Wichita. We could see. Let's see something here. Okay. Let me just put it in Wichita and see what comes up. Sometimes if you see something you like, your best bet is to narrow it down instead of keep going through everything, because it just takes way too long. And I use Chicago, even though we won't do Chicago, I use Chicago so I can see where everything is laying at when they list it, just so everybody knows. And I'm just going to put in Kansas and see what comes up. And I did put a minimum.
And it is... I don't know if it's a pro tip or not, but just a veteran tip is that you can't be afraid to kind of it's like a maze, and if you take a route and it's a dead end, that's okay. Go back where you were, take another route, because you kind of digging around and you don't know exactly where you're gonna strike gold. You have ideas, but.
Wow. But this is outrageous right here, but it's double booked.
Really? Go show me.
Yeah. Montway has it. Double posted. And Proof Carrier. Yeah.
Oh. So all right.
I don't know.
So let's dive into this. Let's go into Speculation Live. What's going on with this thing?
I would say, I'm going to guess and say that there is maybe a residential and they've called a couple different brokers, or this is on, I don't want to say this, but it could be on our favorite place, which is, fuck it, I think of it right now.
U-ship?
Come on, help me, Jay. U-ship? Yes, thank you.
U-ship?
Or so it's a U-ship load, yes. Uh-huh. Which it could be.
What's true
and they're just fishing.
What's true carrier? Because we know about Montway. What's true carrier?
Let me see.
He's so here's your pro tip. Pro tip. Know the broker. Investigate and find out what this thing is.
They're a broker, for real. Out of Tampa. They've only been in business since 2017.
Tampa, 2017, yeah. Broker. Okay.
Wait,
how many ratings does she have? Is she rather?
200 and.
Okay.
206.
So all right, you know, does she have the actual?
It takes a while.
Do you think she has the contract?
No, I don't know. You can't all tell right. with this one.
You can't tell?
Yeah, you'd have to call. I would call them. Both is what
exactly.
I would do and tell them what's going on.
That's the thing. So if you, let's say you were like, I need this. This is good paying. It's on my route. So you're going to have to call yeah. both brokers. And what would you do? How would you approach
what this? I do is I call them. Well, what I do is I call them both up and I'll say, okay, I've got a driver in this area. However, do you know there's another broker that has this car listed? And I always give them all the information. And then, of course, each one of them will tell me that they have the contract with when you know that they probably don't. So then you go through the whole story of, well, let me call the customer and I will call you back when I find out. And usually what it is, if it's through U-Ship, they're going to say, well, the customer changed their mind. They're not doing it or something to that effect. Or, you know, it's always I always get told from Montway, let me call my customer to verify.
Well, and you
and
know what?
You check,
look, I just noticed something. Check this out. True Carrier had it posted for pickup, what is that, Monday? And it didn't get moved.
Yep. So that's maybe that
so
too.
Montway got in on the action. So the
well, part of the problem is where this is going to.
Where's Wakini? Where is that?
Here, I'll show you.
See? Is it like not even on the interstate?
Yeah, it is on the interstate, so it would be on your way to Colorado. If you're going to Denver, you could do that. Because it's just past, like, let's look at Salina.
Well, then they must have it posted. I bet you Montway has it posted for Colorado actual pickup Wakini. Right?
Yeah, let's go check that. I bet you're
right. They got to.
Hold on, you're right. That's what they do. Let's see.
By the way, I just want to say this. Listen, I usually stay out of names and the mud. I mean, it's hard to avoid total reality. But I'm not trying to have fun at Montway's expense, but the thing is, this is a hard job and it's hard to figure out what you're looking at. So we're just going through the motions. This is kind of the reality. When a load is double posted, it's tough on whoever's looking at it. Because here's the problem. Some people don't even know that this is double posted, and they think there's two trucks. There's not two trucks. There's not. It's one truck posted by two brokers, and there's no information to let you know what's going on. So we're trying to figure it out. And we're trying to give you the advice on how to approach this kind of dilemma. Because ultimately, that vehicle needs to get moved. There's a customer on delivery that needs that truck. And they're paying good money. So, yeah. So, where's what?
It wasn't on there, believe it or not.
It wasn't on Colorado?
No. I'm shocked.
Oh, and we checked where Wakini. So, why isn't it? Wakini's not that bad. Is there nothing to go with?
Well, you're not. Well, you. It, no. Because if you're going. The only way you're going to make this work is if you're going to Colorado. Because Wakini, you're never picking up anything from. You'd have to backtrack back to Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
Or backtrack to Wichita to get loaded. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's not going to
It's halfway. Happen. Oh, my God. It's halfway in between Kansas City and Denver.
Yeah, because it's not that far. If you, where did my page go?
So, and it's not posted. Yeah, they need to.
I mean, honestly, I probably would post it that way because nobody's going to see this. and Denver. Come on.
The thing is, and you know, and that's the thing. I always have to go back and eat my own lunch. And in this case, I've made fun of actual pickup, actual delivery. The reason I've made fun of that is because when I see it load after load after load, it's ridiculous. But with a load like this that's paying this good, then I could understand it. I just, you know, mea culpa.
Yeah, and see, look, it's only 4.5 hours from Denver. So definitely it's going that direction. That's probably the only direction you want to do. The only thing is McChesney Park looks like it's pretty far up north. But for that kind of money, I mean, really, why not?
Well, you know what? This is, you know, here's the thing. True Carrier. If I was True Carrier, maybe they underpriced it originally, because I think it should be paying even more, based on its location.
I think it should be,
and it's
too.
Been sitting there. That thing should, you know, jack it up.
I would probably jack it up to 12.
Oh, I'd go 13. Actually, if I was a carrier, here's what a carrier would do. A carrier.
Ask them for
would
more
say
money,
I'll pick it up today for $1,500.
Right.
Heck yeah.
So here's two packs out of Mattson. You got two going into Leavenworth, which is on the backside, and then of Kansas City, and then two going into Cheney. So if I were to do this, let me run the miles. They're all picking up the same place, which is good. And they are, what kind of vehicles is it? And an F-150 and a Highlander, and you got a Malibu and a CX-5. So we're not talking too bad here. I would probably ask for a little bit more money just because, but 66048 and 67025. Let's see what the total mileage is. Just so we have an idea.
While you're calculating that, I want to say this about the money, and I'm never going to stop with this. Listen, this is a truck. What's the value on that truck? What is it? 30, 40,000?
What, on that F-150?
Yeah,
probably.
On that truck that won't move. And a driver calls in and says, I'll pick it up today for another $400. And the person freaks out, jumps out the window, and everybody screams and cries. Let me tell you something. What did you spend on baseball tickets last night? Assuming right in the pre-COVID world. Right?
Yeah.
How much did you spend to go to an NFL game? $500, right?
Right.
Easy. But you won't pay a transporter to move your car, your truck, that's valued at 40 grand. That's insane. That's craziness.
Yeah.
What has happened?
Well, never it's like, stop I have, this. I moved a, I don't know, I've got a customer that does, that he always has, he's wealthy, let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And like his house in Florida is $8.5 million. He still, when I tell him, like, he'll say, okay, I need all three of my cars. I'm not kidding. Right. He wants every, like, we do the snowbird thing. So he'll have all three of his vehicles, and he's got, like, a Rolls Royce convertible that's, like, $500,000, if not more. Another Mercedes-Benz and a BMW. So he wants them all moved to go back up to New Jersey, where he also has his other house. And I will tell him a price, and he balks about it. And he doesn't want them enclosed either.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, no
it's
kidding.
It's crazy to me.
Like, when you see, like, a Rolls-Royce Ghost posted for open transport on Central.
Yes.
It's like, what are you talking about?
I know, and I said to him, I said, you don't want to do this enclosed because they're going to carry the higher insurance for a Rolls-Royce. Well, no, it's leased. It's fine. I'm like, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's leased. Right. Yeah, it's not my problem. Yeah, man.
Well, they still have to pay.
You might want
to
whack it on the edge of the garage on the way out. Right?
I was like, okay.
As long as I can save $50 on shipping.
And that's what it is. It's
it
like,
is.
I'll say, okay,
it's
so I'm going to pay $900
thing.
A vehicle. Right. And he'll go, that's too much. I only want to pay $800 a vehicle. I mean, we're like, really?
Yeah.
And then his wife in the background goes, just let her get it done.
Right. Meanwhile, like, okay. Why don't you check to see how much she spent on shoes and purses last week? Right?
Yes,
she's wearing
crazy.
$2,000 shoes, but you won't go another $100 on shipping.
Yeah. And he always wants it like on certain days. It has to be picked up on this certain day. It has to be delivered by this certain day. Every single time. And I'm just like, okay, well, if I'm putting parameters around stuff, we definitely need to pay more money. But, you know, that's the way it goes.
It's
just, I guess that's how they have all that money, is they save it.
That's why when I hear, like, we're all in this together, stop.
Yeah.
Just
no,
stop.
Not everybody.
No,
yeah.
not everybody. Hey, by the way, Richard Keller, he has asked a good question. Can you touch upon why U-Ship seems to have a reputation? I mean, we were talking about Montway, so I guess we could go ahead and talk about U-Ship for a second. And again, this is speculation live. Everything we're saying here is opinion, allegedly something we might have thought about, and the words fell out of our mouth, okay? So having said that, now the thing about U-Ship, and I think that U-Ship knows this, they have to, is that U-Ship created a platform where vehicles were posted for transport, and the attempt was the shipper to connect direct to the carrier. But what happened was, whatever was wrong with the platform originally, and I don't find it, I don't know. It's just a lot, it's too much information, and the time, oh my gosh, it takes weeks to actually finish the bidding process. So essentially, brokers said, well, we're the only ones that can really cater to this platform because a carrier doesn't know where he's going to be in 3 weeks to work around your hair appointment. It's not realistic.
But then also, U-Ship says that brokers can't do what they're doing, which is bid on cars. It says it's only for transporters, but yet there are brokers all over there.
Oh, it's... If you look at, I've looked at some, it's almost all brokers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, you'll see, like, 10 brokers bidding on a residential move.
Yep.
And maybe one carrier. Tell them,
right, but they tell them they're a carrier and that they're right there and they can pick it up. You know what I mean? That's the thing I have a problem with U-Ship, too.
Well.
And they also don't inform their customers how this really works. You know what I mean? Like, we'll show up.
Allegedly.
We do U-Ship cars. Yeah.
Allegedly.
We do U-Ship cars and... Well, I can say this literally has happened to me, but because there's certain brokers that use U-Ship, obviously. So they'll say, okay, you're going to get a U-Ship code at delivery. So we show up at delivery and they're like, what are you talking about? What code? I'm like, U-Ship sends you an email that gives you a code to give to us when we deliver. I didn't get an email. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you did. And then we have to wait and wait and wait. And sometimes we leave and they send
us the
U-Ship code.
Honey, do you have the email password?
Yep.
I thought little Susie had it. Oh, no, but she's in the backyard. All right, we'll go to the backyard and get her. She's not back there. All right, check under the trampoline. Oh, no, she's at Aunt Wicket's house. All right, we'll call Aunt Wicket. She only has a fax machine. All right, well, then I'll go over there. No, the fax... Yep. I mean, this is just...
That's a regular thing.
Oh, like, my God.
John and I dropped one last... Was it last week, I think? And... We went to a business with it, and I called ahead, and I said, do you have the U-Ship code? And the guy goes, yeah, my partner has it here. I'll give it to the driver when we get there. And he gets there, and he's like, Sue, the guy doesn't have the U-Ship code. And I'm like, John, just drop the car. I'll get it here in a little bit. Just keep going. It's a business, so I know they got the U-Ship code. And it took, you know, a little bit, and then I put it on. And then once you get the U-Ship code, you got to go into U-Ship. You got to put the code in. You got to make sure that you have all of your correct banking information on there, and then you process it, and then it takes, you know, it says 24 to 48 hours. Usually my guys get it within 3 to 4 days into their account. How that works.
And for the record, the only time I've booked a U-Ship load as a dispatcher for a carrier was through a broker. It's the only time I've ever. And
me too.
Right? Because there are some brokers, I can think of a few, that I guess they have gotten pretty good at figuring out how to use U-Ship as a lead source. And so, and they even post on Central. It'll say U-Ship load.
U-Ship code. Yeah, like, it'll say you must have a U-Ship account.
Wouldn't it be great to take a screenshot, send that to U-Ship, and be like, yep, working really well.
There it is.
There it is.
Well, then, did you know there's an actual broker on here called U-Ship Logistics? And
oh my
everything
God, that's
is U-Ship.
Awesome. Well, now, wait a minute. That's actually U-Ship. So U-Ship,
I think it is too.
U-Ship actually created a department, which again proves the point that they know that the way the platform is or was didn't really accomplish what they wanted. So then they created U-Ship Logistics.
Yeah.
Not that that
and they post them on Central Dispatch.
But yeah. They still get poached by other brokers.
Allegedly. Oh, I'm sure. Because I mean, I've hauled for them a few times. Yeah. Usually, and I've had them fall through because they said, you know, for whatever reason they canceled. But they're actually, Jay, out of Austin, Texas.
U-Ship?
U-Ship Logistics, the broker.
Oh, U-Ship Logistics. Well,
that's who I've hauled for.
Bro. Looking to.
And here's what's interesting. I'm looking at, just to make sure, yeah. You can watch my U-Ship, my top 12 load boards video, and you will not find U-Ship in my top 12 auto transport load boards.
Wow.
List. No.
Completely agree with you.
They're not on there. Why would they
be? Well, yeah, exactly. That's the problem. So that's why, Richard, it doesn't work really well. Let's just put it that way. On top of it, you can bid on loads on there, and you may not hear from the person who listed it on there for days, and you're wanting to pick it up that day or something like that. And it's hard to predict. As Jay said, you can't predict where you're going to be from 3 weeks from now. Unless it's a regular route. If it's a regular route, that's different.
But what are the chances, even if that's your pickup city where you live, what are the chances that the delivery city is where you go?
Exactly. You'd have to have a route set up and say, okay, I'm only running Atlanta to Jacksonville, and that's what you look for every single day on U-Ship to book. You know what I mean? That's what you'd have to do.
You would need Dr. Nash from Beautiful Mind to figure out the mathematical possibilities of that. And while you ponder that, I want you to stick around because we're going to be right back after this.
Superflow Systems is excited to introduce DispatchCenter.com. A full-service load board for brokers, shippers, carriers, and drivers, featuring integrations with Truckify mobile app and iTruckPay. Use Route Scout technology to build your routes. Maximize truck capacity. Stay loaded at the highest available revenue with the least amount of driving miles. Tell us your lanes. Loadification will alert you to new loads posting in your route. Views instant load notifications sent with BookNow features. Search and book loads directly through the Truckify mobile app. Brokers and shippers, post your loads to Dispatch Center. Give authorized carriers the opportunity to instantly book your loads. Dispatch Center powers the Truckify mobile app, allowing instant load assignment to the driver. Truckify will send inspection reports, geolocated pickup and delivery photos, BOLs, and invoices back to the broker. Brokers, shippers, carriers, and drivers, Dispatch Center, and Truckify have what you need to be more profitable every day.
And welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. You're watching Dispatching Live. We are live, and we're looking at the load boards. Please do join the live chat. I just shared the link to DispatchCenter.com. If you haven't been there, check it out. Dispatch Center is part of the Superflow Systems family of software. Truckify, Dispatch Center, Pro ABD. There's a lot to learn and a lot to sign up for. So go download the Truckify app. Go sign up for Dispatch Center. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you think. Mark is a friend of the show. Now, we're live with Sue. So we were looking at that Chicago stuff. By the way, if you've got a route, what route are you searching for? What route are you searching for? Please put that in the live chat. Would love to know. Also, please do leave a like. If you're enjoying Dispatching Live, listening to the podcast, watching after the fact, or if you're live with me now, please put it in the live chat. You know you can comment below the video. Be sure to check out the video description for links and information. And that is Sue. That is the voice of Sue. She is the one on the load boards. So what should we do next?
Well, this is the load I'm going to take for one of my drivers. I'm going to see if we can't get more money. So I ran the miles, and this is what it's going to run. It's 739 miles, so I double it to see what we're getting paid on this, which we're at 1478 in mileage. So I want to ask the 650 for more. We're over our $2 a mile. Don't get me wrong. but we're in the day of asking for more money because nobody's moving these cars. So
absolutely.
I'm going to have Jen look this up and I'm going to have her call and see if she can't get more money on these. Do you see the two from Madison to Leavenworth and then two from Madison to Cheney, Kansas?
And Madison, now that is a, or Madison,
that's
Madison.
That's Manheim.
Manheim.
That's Manheim.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So they're all at the same location, which would make, grant, they're not, I mean, it's not a four pack, but it technically is for pickups, so I can work with it.
Absolutely.
So
that's
one,
that, is, that counts as one pickup. Now that's maybe several hours walking, but it is one pickup.
Yeah, Manheim Madison is big. But,
oh, man. Yeah, I think
and there's
is,
nothing
yeah.
out of Indianapolis where he's going to be at, so right. this would probably be my best
and
bet.
And it's COD. I'm sure he's going to like that.
So the ones in Leavenworth are already gone? Let's see.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. Let's see.
Man, it's a hard job. By the time you put a good route together, it starts falling apart quick.
Yeah,
like
the one that's left on here.
I like that Caledonia, although that's an hour north. You'd have to have another one up there.
Yeah, I don't want to send them all that. I mean,
and that Oaks Auto,
it's
three pickups, that's not paying enough.
No, this one down here? Yeah.
Oaks. Where did I see that?
Yeah.
It was like three pickups together?
Yeah, and I can't
that one, yeah.
do
I
those
know.
Three with a Yukon.
Exactly.
I'd send them up there if they were where they could fit, but yeah, that's not going to fit. And this definitely needs to pay more money. Especially, it's three 1500s basically. And I'm not sure. I think Oaks, I've worked with Oaks quite a bit, that he would probably negotiate.
Nice.
So if anybody's looking for a load like that, I believe FNS was telling us to look for PA to PA. On
yes,
there.
He was. Yes, he was. Thank you, Sue.
Let's see. Let's look and see what we got.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Here. I know he wants to run that route.
Chat. Yeah, that's exactly. And I like that. I like that he keeps asking about the same route. I actually like it. So if you've got the same route week after week and you want us to check it, we'll do that. We love checking routes.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put in PA to PA with a minimum amount of money, because otherwise we're going to have a lot of low shit on here. So maybe not five. Let's put in, what, three, you think?
I was kind of thinking three. Yeah, because even if I only see...
70
right, even if I only get 10 results, I want the cream of the crop.
Yeah. Let's see what's on here. Well, I mean, we're going to also... Pennsylvania is huge, so you got Pittsburgh and Philly, and you got Allentown. I mean, it's a huge state.
No kidding.
So we're going to be going everywhere. So United Road has one from Pittsburgh to Allentown, paying $325. There's a Philly for RPM
that's
going
cool.
back to Pittsburgh.
I like that.
That's a
United
good fan
load. I like that
the
Tesla.
RPM one's paying even more, yeah.
Shoot,
Let's see.
F&S. Man, you hit the jackpot. I mean, we just looked at two and I like them both.
Here's another a Pittsburgh to Philly for $400 on here.
I like that.
I know he's up, like, I want to say he was up in Allentown area, if I'm not mistaken. And he's a
you're probably
four or
right.
five.
Which is Allentown is kind of eastern
it's,
side of
it's
the state,
north,
middle-ish,
north
right?
Of, yeah, north of Philly, about, I don't know, 60 miles or so.
Yeah, north of Philly. It's not that far from the Manheim, right? Is it close? Like
no,
an hour?
No, it's pretty far from Manheim.
Is it? Okay.
No, I think it's, let's see.
Counterspout.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Cootersport. I'm probably way off.
I was calling it Cooter.
All right, Jay, stay in your lane. You're not from there. You ain't got it. Hey, but anyways, however you say Cootersport to Hermitage.
Hour and a half.
Probably didn't say
hour
that
hour
right.
and a half away from Manheim, PA. But it doesn't look like there's a
hour
bunch.
And a half.
Okay, so Cootersport or whatever you want to call it, it's got one going to Youngstown. First Certus.
Come on, that's funny. Cooter Sport? That's funny.
We should look it up to see how you're actually
because do you know like people that live in Worcester, Mass, it looks like Worcester, but it's Worcester.
Yes. Yes, because I had a driver that was there.
Exactly. Once you learn that, now you don't know anything.
About how to say things. Here's three units at Cranberry Township, which is the Manheim to Philly. And see what these are.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's three cars right there. That's not a bad run.
Cranberry
right
Township's
there.
Another big Mannheim.
Yeah, it is. And it's not hard to get around in Cranberry. I've had worse, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I don't think John ever complains about Cranberry Township.
No, he would rather pick up there anytime. New Stanton, I don't think is too bad either. I think that's the Odessa.
New Stanton is the Odessa, right.
Let's see. Here's an
Elwood. So that's another pro tip. Know your cities when it comes to auctions. Yes. It'll help you a lot.
Yeah. Because Elwood City is Copart, so you know that you got to be there by 4:30. There's some right there, too.
Okay.
There's quite a bit out of Pittsburgh area.
Hey, FNS, just put it in the live chat. Blairsville, PA. Blairsville. I'm going to try. Blairsville, Southwestern. You can remind us every week. I'll eventually get it. Thank you so much for putting it in there.
Let's see where it's at here. Ooh. Yeah, that's a tough one, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Blairsville. Okay, let's look at where is it? Yeah, add it as a destination. I want
to
see it.
Blairsville is 205 miles from Mannheim. So from there to Philly is probably even worse. Let's see. And that's where all those are going. But honestly, you're going to pick up and deliver in Philly most of the time.
Blairsville.
So,
okay, Monroeville. Yeah. I've seen that one, you know, here and there.
So it's five hours from. So you live in Pittsburgh, basically.
So what,
Blairsville is next to Pittsburgh, see?
I'm going to put in the chat, what auctions are near Blairsville? I just want to know.
It's east
of Pittsburgh. Cranberry. Okay. Because Greensburg, that's a location. I've seen Homer City. I've seen Greensburg. I've seen Monroeville. Okay, so east side of Pittsburgh. That's not
He's
bad.
Only 60 miles from Cranberry Township right there. So that's worth driving there to get that picked up. And then we have Elwood City, which is going to be
Elwood City.
The Copart, that's a little bit further north.
All right. So
we also have West Mifflin.
Yeah.
That's another Copart.
So that's good. So, yeah, I mean, his route is Pittsburgh to Philly. That's one of his legs, right?
Yeah. And Pittsburgh to Philly looks like there's plenty of loads on here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot. Hello. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get it back in there.
And then I would another one would be like Pittsburgh to like, what about northern upstate New York? Nobody says northern New York. You Cooter's boot? Okay, so upstate New York, Pittsburgh to upstate New York, that could be a route maybe like, right? Buffalo?
Yeah,
maybe?
Let's see. Does he want to do that though? Because
that's the number one question. Does he want to do it? Where does he want to go?
If you do upstate New York, it's not bad. But you're talking a lot more miles. I would probably do Philly. But keep in mind, same thing. You're going to have tolls in Philly. There's a bridge I think you have to go over there. So let's just do Pittsburgh. Okay. Can't just put upstate New York. So let's just put in, if I put in New York, we're going to get all kinds of crap. What should we put in? Buffalo?
Yeah, I mean, I exactly. You don't want to.
Buffalo.
You don't want. Yeah, Buffalo's good.
It's probably going to be the closest. If we go any further, like, there's Albany and stuff like that.
Rochester.
I think that's further. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this stuff up.
I just remember when I would look for John that I thought upstate New York always had. You know, some interesting loads, pays decent. And
they
it's
usually
not
pay,
as,
yeah.
Yeah, it's not as crowded as, like, going to Boston or something.
Well, look, there's Cooter Sport again.
Cooter Sport.
So, apparently, that's Warren is Youngstown area, so that's a little bit far for him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's paying well to go up there, but it is a 1500 accelerated. It's very hard to haul for, though.
So, but that's still PA.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's right below. It says 90 miles below. I bet it's along the water.
Okay.
Let's look and see.
Maybe Jamestown. Nope, I'll never go to New York again. Okay, New York is out.
I knew it. There's a lot of people that don't do it.
Thank you. Okay. And here's another pro tip. If you're a dispatcher, family member of a carrier, you're the favorite daughter, whatever it is. If they say they don't want to go somewhere, that's it. Close the window. Yeah. Do never never talk your driver into a load, you will regret it.
Yes. Trust me. You will regret it. Well, it looks like there's a bunch out of the Pittsburgh area going to Philly, so I don't think you're going to have an issue with that. Probably we need to look going back to Pittsburgh out of Philly. Like, here's one from Montway going into Mannheim, PA, right there. So that's a longer route. If you're going into Philly, you'll go right through there. Here's another one going into Coatesville. There's lots of loads going to Philly on here. I mean, there's a lot.
Okay.
There's another one.
Hey, by the way, we just got schooled. So it's Cowder Sports, I think. Like Cowder. I think he's saying Cowder.
But I like Cooter. It sounds better.
I know. Well, that's he. Dang it. We just covered all this. We do not need another reason for people to get upset. All right? Okay.
All right, we're going to go back to Pittsburgh and see what we got out of there. And FNS, are you running this route right now?
I'm going to go with yes. New Jersey is something I would think about. But
I wouldn't do
but
New
good
Jersey.
Question.
I do Philly over.
We
do Philly over New Jersey. And I'll tell you why.
Well,
New Jersey,
right.
Almost every
New
place
Jersey,
you drop
man.
To is a warehouse.
Yes.
And the warehouse
New Rochelle.
Make you make appointments. Yes.
Yes.
And they make you make appointments, and half the time they'll say, "Oh, well, we have no more room." So you can't make an appointment. You have to deliver it the next day. So then you gotta cancel the car,
start over.
Yeah, don't do it.
Oh,
it sucks.
Man. When they have all that warehouse stuff and you missed your appointment and stuff, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
So,
those are the people that won't even go up a chicken nugget.
Let's see. There's. Dang. There's not a lot on here going back. That may be your struggle right now. I know you can usually go from PA to like Cleveland and stuff. There's usually stuff on here to Cleveland, but it's looking pretty rough going into. Wow. That's cheap. These aren't even in the realm of reality right there.
Right? Why would you? Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No, it's
a
buck a mile.
Pack.
It from yeah. Anything in Pittsburgh should be a buck a mile minimum, unless it's a unless it's a cluster load.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean this wouldn't be bad. It's at Hatfield. This is a Mannheim there too.
Richard nailed it. And when you get to the warehouse in New Rochelle, nobody knows where you go to get your check. That's it.
Yep. Or they make you walk across the street to go get it and stuff like that.
So awesome,
he's running
man.
Freight right now.
Oh,
what he said,
and he's looking
stuff.
For insurance to do both freight and cars. Interesting.
Oh, gotcha.
Good call.
Okay. All right. Well, unfortunately, there's not a lot on here going back, or they're not paying enough. And yikes. Yeah. That's rough. That's pretty rough. So.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. If you have questions about what's the Cars on the Move monthly roundtable, what is that? Well, if you have questions like that, I want you to watch this. And then when we come back, we got an interesting story to talk about with somebody that emailed me last night that they needed a load shipped. I want to tell you about it. So stick around. We're going to be right back.
Okay.
Right now, since supply is high, some of the dealers that you normally wouldn't be able to get their attention, this would be a good time to get their attention because they're having a harder time moving stuff. It's a carrier's market right now.
You're totally right. I just left. I'm doing a Mercedes trade between like Boulder and Denver right now. And I was talking to this dealer I met before, actually. And he said that he's like... California is crazy. He's like, I had to pay $1,000 just to get a sedan out of California. Nobody was picking it up. He's like, I had it up for $750 and I put it up to $800 and then, $850. He's like, I just put it for $1,000 because we had to move it. So it seems like, definitely a driver's market.
So while it's a carrier's market, you might be able to make better friends with some of those. I know it's hard. I'm asking you to work double duty, but this would be a great time to make relationships with people that 6 months ago said, yeah, I'll call you back in like a week, maybe. Hey, welcome back to Dispatching Live. I'm Jay, your host. And hey, let's go to the live chat. Thank you so much. If you're enjoying Dispatching Live, I really do appreciate it. Please do let me know. Put it in the live chat. Comment below. Leave a like. Tell your friends. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. I work very hard on Auto Transport Intel. I'm Jay. I'm the founder. Dispatching Live is now one of the three shows that I do every week. Tuesday nights live, Thursday Dispatching Live, Friday Cars on the Move. And this is the Dispatch. Dispatching Live is four dispatchers, four carriers. It's all about load boards. Whereas the Friday show, Cars on the Move, is all about relationships, dealers, auctions, connecting with carriers, and building a customer base. So appreciate that. In fact, what I also tell people, if you've got any question, because now I talk to a lot of people. I connect with a lot of executives on LinkedIn. I've been to trade shows and then doing all the live shows. There is not an auto transport question you couldn't ask me that if I can't answer it, I've got somebody in my network that can. I've got people in my network that help cars get moved. It's fantastic. And we're growing, and that's what Cars on the Move Monthly Roundtable is all about, is if you're trying to grow your business, join the monthly roundtable, and you can do that at autotransportintel.com. So let's, Sue, I got an email, and by the way, we just got an email from somebody else during the show right now that was really interesting. We're not going to talk about that one, but if you've got something interesting to share, you want some feedback, or this is interesting information, autotransportintel.com. I'm going to put it in the live chat. autotransportintel@gmail.com. That's my email address. Please do send me an email. Let me know what your information is. If you're a shipper, dealer, auction, OEM, service, you work in regulations, you're a broker, you're a carrier, you've got equipment, or you're posting loads, or your technology, send me an email. autotransportintel@gmail.com. And I got some great shows coming up on Tuesday nights live. I'm really excited about some of the guests I've got lined up. Okay, having said that, I got an email. It was last night, and I was busy, but I wanted to make sure that I helped this shipper because they sounded kind of concerned. So I sent it to a couple of folks in my network. Sue is one of those people. So this shipper was, how would you categorize the shipper, Sue?
Scared, concerned.
He was scared. Well,
it's a residential is what it is. He's a resident going to residence. And apparently he's heard some horrible stories about brokers because that's kind of the email. He wanted to be able to just contact a transporter themselves to have them move their car, and that unfortunately it's almost impossible to do that way unless you're going to go on U-Ship, and then you still end up with a broker anyways. So Ty talked to him
allegedly
and told him there's only yeah right Ty talked to him this morning and said there's only one broker I trust, and that's Sue. Give her a call. And he gave her a quote, gave him a quote and everything else. Well, so Ty calls me up. And so I called the gentleman. Immediately, he's like, how did you get my phone number?
I knew that was going to happen. I knew that. Because I didn't do any setup. I didn't have time.
Passed it on?
Yeah, okay. I just passed it on. But I knew that.
So we told him that Ty gave him, you know, our information. He talked to him about us. And he acted like he didn't even know who Ty was. He's like, who's Ty? And I'm like, oh, my God. So we had to explain that, and then I called Ty up, and I said, one, he's very leery of us calling. Two, he doesn't know who you are. He goes, I'll call him right now. So
yeah,
he called
him.
Yeah,
in the future, so just say,
again,
this is Sue. I'm working with Jay at Auto Transport Intel. Now everybody's good. Right now, somebody like in Serbia is like, yeah, I work with Jay. It's.
I get that a lot, too. So I called him up and calmed him down and said, no, this is who I told you to talk to. So we got it all worked out. I've already got it moving. They're picking it up today and delivering it next week to the guy. So it's all good and done. And
that is awesome. You know what? What we're going to do is we're going to come up. We need to come up with some kind of chain of command. yeah. So we'll work on that so that we can't get spooked. Because somebody's going to spoof us. Yeah, I work with Sue and Jay and Ty. Right.
Yeah.
Somebody. By the way,
Ty calling him first was the best idea.
Ty's great at disarming.
Because he's not the broker. Right. Had I called him as a broker, the guy would have flipped out.
But he had to dismantle, like, the guy had, like, a James Bond, like, timer bomb strapped to his chest. you got 5 minutes to make me feel better before I explode.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. So, all right, so that's cool. And his car, what's the status of his car?
He's getting it picked up today. I don't know what time yet, but we called him to make sure today was okay. And he was like, yeah, that's fine. Come pick it up.
And so, now, was he reasonable on the rate? Because that was another thing I was concerned about.
Yeah, he didn't have any problems with what Ty told him. And awesome. I fitted in that parameter, so.
That is,
it worked out fine.
That is so cool, man. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, that worked out really good. Keep in mind, it doesn't always work out that way. Oh, Mike wants me to tell you about our shipper story.
So yeah, what do you got?
Mike went around, talking to some dealerships in Farmington, New Mexico. And one of them happened to be a guy he went to high school with, so it kind of worked out good. And they called us for a Corvette to move from Farmington, New Mexico, going to Jersey.
Okay.
So I get it all set up. I get a driver for it. I even get it enclosed for no extra cost. Okay. With a quality enclosed trailer.
Wow.
And this guy says, well, really I'm going on vacation. I'm not going to. Yeah. Well, it gets worse.
Uh oh.
So we get to the point I've already dispatched to him and everything else. And then all of a sudden the guy is like, well, I'm going on vacation until the 24th.
Which guy, like, the shipper or the carrier?
The guy that we're delivering it to.
Oh no, delivery. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So the carrier who's carrier.
Now, okay. So who's the delivery guy? Is he a family member? Why doesn't he care? Or he already had a vacation set up.
He's the owner. He's the owner of the Corvette that I'm shipping it to. So he's going on vacation. Why couldn't you have anybody else? Because because it's a Corvette is what I would guess. But it gets better because I had it worked out that this company I was talking to and is a big enclosed carrier. They've got locations, a warehouse in New Jersey that I can leave it in for free until he comes back.
Wow.
But he would have to pick it up. It was only 21 miles from his house. And he agreed, that's fine. I'll go pick it up when I get back. I'll pay them. I'll get my car. So I have it all worked out.
Cool.
So we call the dealership, or Mike calls the dealership and says, okay, we've got this worked out. We're good to go. And they go, the guy hasn't paid for the car yet.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why are you shipping a car you haven't paid for?
Yes. And they're like, well, he's overnighting the check. I'm like,
oh, no.
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
No.
So
red card.
Yes.
I hate that one.
Yeah.
The check is being overnighted. No. Yeah. Because you know what's funny?
To pick it up.
Everything you order like stuffed animals on Amazon, of course it's overnight. But a check for a vehicle that you're trying to pick up never gets there overnight.
No, and it or 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you never know anymore with FedEx. So.
Oh, you can't
anyways.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So then we had to cancel it. And then, okay, yesterday he sends me an email and says, okay, do you have the driver for my car yet? I'm like, dude, you just paid it. We had a sweet deal enclosed. No, I don't have another driver. You're going to have to wait now until I get another
driver. Like they're just circling outside the window.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is maddening.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this is that I had one where went through all the hoops, storage unit, all this crazy crap, in-op, garbage, nonsense, forever.
Yep.
And then, last minute, oh, I get a phone call. Oh my God, nobody can find the keys. What? And apparently the keys, somebody had mailed the keys to where they were going to deliver the vehicle.
Yes, like, I've had that happen before too.
What? Why would you even do that? Do you understand how vehicles work?
Apparently
what
not.
What is this? Zombie wasteland of shipping. Oh, it's so funny.
Well, and I've literally had, like, they've called me to set up a car to move. The owner of it has. And they've asked me, so do you need the keys? Yeah, we have to drive it onto the trailer.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I was going to take them with me. Why?
Oh, my gosh, totally. I've heard that one, too. In fact, I think there was one. Where,
I think I sent you the email about that.
I think there was, the keys were in the purse inside the car that was on the truck. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people do these things.
I don't either.
And I know life is full of
that's
wackiness,
not just one time. It's repeated kind of things. That's a normal thing.
But it's planes, trains, and automobiles constantly, but nobody wants to go up $20. Like, right?
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
Wow. Hey, also, I like that we're covering a lot of news stories today. By the way, here's what I want to say. Holly. So you sent me an email. So Holly is, what's going on with Holly? They have too many loads available?
They sent out an email today saying they have a plethora of loads. Give them a call. We're moving cars or something to that effect. I mean, they sent out an official long letter to all my drivers.
Wow.
And I think it's kind of funny because you and I both know the reason why they've probably got a plethora of loads is because they're not paying the right amount of money to get it moved.
Well, and here's the thing. Number one, right now everybody's working hard to get a shipper. I mean, to get a carrier.
Right.
And so the only way to get that thing moved, if you're on a timeline, is to raise the rate. There is no other way.
It's a dollar a mile plus, personally. So.
And here's the thing. And this is what's so interesting. This isn't like gravy money. Carriers have been starving for... Yeah. Profit that they should be making for quite a while.
Oh yeah.
So this, if everybody's used to paying for a dollar for a Big Mac as opposed to what McDonald's needs to get to actually make a profit on the Big Mac, and then the price went up, well then that's the deal. In fact, all prices have gone up. I mean, everything, all prices have gone up in general, and so it's just.
Yes.
It's the problem. There's this perceived value of carriers that is low.
They think that we are not worth what we do. I agree.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
And I don't know how it started. I don't know if it's dealers. I don't know, because when I give out quotes to people, even brand new customers, and I tell them how much it is, they're like, I can hear their jaw dropping.
Right.
And I still have to say to them, I said, I'm sorry, but this is what's going on in the world. And, I can't change that. I can tell you what price it is. You can list it for whatever you want, but I'm going to tell you, they're going to take a load that's paying more than yours than yours. And yours is going to sit until there's somebody that just doesn't have a choice and has to take it. So when they sit for 2, 3, 4 weeks, that's a price issue. It's not usually, don't get me wrong. There's some places that are in weird places. So they're going to sit. Anyways,
but you should
be paying over a dollar a mile anyways.
That was something I was going to talk about also. So we talked about Holly is also Medi International. So my show Tuesday night was Medi International, Michael Medi and his sales guy, Joe Albococo. It was a great show. We talked a lot about brokering and carriers and rates. And on the issue of, what does it cost to move your car? Well, three factors that will always affect and raise the price are if it's an undesirable pickup location, if it's an undesirable delivery location, and how soon do you want it to happen?
All
those things are going to raise the rate. And, when customers say to them, I don't like it, how do you know what it should cost?
And, exactly.
Right.
And, how do they know?
I don't know. How do you know? So that's the thing, is that when it comes to, you know, evaluating and knowing what something should cost, and we talk about, and also Jake, when Jake was on, he likes to ask the question, who sets the rates? And the answer is the carrier. It should be the carrier. A lot of carriers feel like it's the broker. But I like to point out, okay, well, what's the value of your car? What do you pay for things that are just luxury items? How much do you pay for cable? I mean, how do you not understand that car shipping should cost more than, I don't know, a weekend going camping?
Right.
It's not.
I agree.
It's a car.
Yeah. Well, I get a lot of calls for, you know, quotes from residents, and you're right. How do they know what it should be paying when they freak out when I tell them how much it is? Because unless they're calling around to get quotes, then everybody's quotes are the same. Then you're still going to get, you know what I mean? Because we had the gentleman that wanted a car moved that sent you an email as well a couple weeks ago. And he had been given several high quotes. I gave him a quote where I thought it was reasonable. Their quotes were a little bit higher, but I think it's because they take a bigger broker fee than I do. So I think that's where that lied in that part of it. But it was still going coast to coast. So you're still talking, you're not going to get this done for $200. It's going to cost. You're going 3,700 miles or some shit like that. Then you know you're going to have to pay a certain amount of money to move this vehicle. And they just, I don't know where they get their figures. Is it on U-Ship? I don't know.
Right.
How do they get their figure?
Well, and that's where it's interesting. Here's the comparison. So this isn't all just worthless speculation. And I don't think anybody thinks so, but I'm going to make it clear it's not. The automotive industry in general went through a period of time where there was a lot of consternation between what the car buyer wanted to pay and what the dealer said it would cost. And then they go back and forth and have the magic door, and you sit there for days, right? And now you can research it online and get better information so that you know, and so that the dealer knows. And there's a lot more understanding before the transaction or negotiation even happens. We need to help the auto transport industry get there too.
Right.
And that's why, by talking about this, sharing
information. When you go to buy a car, on the sticker, it says transport fee on there. Have you seen that?
Ah, yes. And did you know that the OEM sets the transport fee on a new car?
Yeah. So
how do they do that?
I don't know.
How does an OEM know? How does an OEM know what it should cost? I guarantee that the OEM car hauling fleets are thinking that too, but can they say it? Nope. But we can say it here on Auto Transport Intel. If you've got something you want to say to the industry, email me. Because here's the good news. I don't even have a car shipping business. That's actually a good thing. So I'm not worried about what my customer thinks. Obviously, we all have to pay the piper and we answer to somebody. But I can speak the truth, and that's the goal on Auto Transport Intel. If you've got something you want to share that's wrong about what you see in the transaction, you're that OEM car hauling fleet, and you're tired of the OEM saying the transport rate is X when really it should be Y, let's talk about it. That's what we're here for. The price is the price. Don't like it? Drive it yourself.
Well, exactly. That was my issue with the one guy that was going from California to Connecticut, and he wanted a lower price. And I'm just like, at this point in time, I would drive it. If you know what I mean? Because the prices are high. Prices are high right now, but that's also always going to be a higher price no matter what you do, because it is a long distance run. You're talking about, I think it's 3,200 miles, 3,700 miles from coast to coast. So it's not like it's just around the corner.
And you know, and there are actually companies that will hire a driver, like an Uber driver or a Driveway driver or somebody that will actually drive your car. Okay, you're going to put the miles on it, and that whole time, you're not there, something could happen. could be a joyride. I mean, who knows? Yeah.
Have you not seen Cheech and Chong?
And that's right. Have you not seen Cheech and Chong? You get what you pay for. And that's what's so funny. We all know this phrase, but when it comes to car shipping,
I get to say, right?
You get what you pay for. You're into that. Okay, you're into that. And that's why we are, you've just hired, you get what you pay for auto transport company, right? There should be there needs to be a car shipper called You Get What You Pay For.
That's pretty funny, actually.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. I had a transport call me to haul load the other day, and his name is Tuna Transport. Some of these names just crack me up, man.
Oh, you know, I've heard of Tuna Transport. And you know what? I've
never hauled for me before.
I don't know anything about Tuna Transport, but it's really memorable. That's how I know that Tuna Transport. Sure. Go for it. That's great, man. That's great marketing.
Tuna Fish, yeah.
Tuna Transport. Oh, that's funny.
They are hauling it for me, and they did pick up when they were supposed to. I think they've delivered today, too, so I think we're all good there. So.
We haven't searched a load in a coon's age. Does anybody have a load we need to search? Oh, that's fine. It's 120. I think. Oh, Michael says, we just found the name for my trucking company when I get going.
Yes.
You get what you pay for.
Perfect.
That is so funny. Oh, Richard thinks the name is probably already taken. Probably.
Let's go look. I can look it up.
Yeah,
Hold on.
Oh, that's so funny, man.
Oh,
I don't think I've laughed this much on a live show. This is hilarious. Oh, shoot. It's probably the number 4, like, right? The letter U, number 4.
Oh, it might be. Look and get first.
Let's see here.
This is the other problem with
what
Google,
you pay for. There you go.
Yeah,
you
just
get what you
Google,
pay for.
Google and see if it's on there.
Oh, shoot.
No? There's no. Yeah.
You got to spell it like Prince would spell it. You know, if that was a Prince song,
it would probably have no spaces.
You get what you pay for. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I don't see anything. But I'm surprised.
Oh, man. Look at that one. 2U, 4U. It's not bad. 2U, 4U. I like that.
Yeah. How hard is that to tell them when you look it up? This is how you have to find me.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. We used to laugh. Okay, so there was a guy. There was a guy that I worked for. And I'm gonna change the letters. So let's say it was Z and XY. Okay. So, but it's Z ampersand XY.
Uh-huh.
So when I would be trying to book a load, what's your company name? Okay, it's Z and sign what?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ampersand what?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I don't think people realize about when they're naming their companies that it is an issue trying to get loads sometimes. Because if you pick a difficult name, it's hard for them to find you on Central.
Oh, my God.
Or that even to explain it to them. You might as well text that. That's why, like, Rich's is easy. He's RK shipping.
That was
easy
a nightmare.
Peasy, moving down the road.
Oh, God. Oh, shoot. I can still hear it.
Like
what?
That.
Oh, man, it's funny. But that is a good pro tip. Be careful what you name your company. Make it easy. Make it memorable. Make it quick. Yep. Not 8 words.
Don't make it AAA. Don't, whatever you do, don't do AAA.
Yeah.
There's 50 million... Companies
exactly.
called AAA something.
AAA, yeah,
I used to
right.
have a company called that, and they'd have to scroll to find the right AAA.
Oh, and Richard's got it. Yeah, or get the name right on the check. Oh, my gosh. Exactly. I'm surprised Z and XY ever got paid.
Richard has one. It's called Better Late Than Never. I agree. Ooh, let's see if that one's
better
on.
Better Late Than Never. That's good. Oh, shoot. This is too funny. Oh, man.
Oh, man. I thought it was popping up there for a second. A Better Way Auto. Eh, okay. Better Than Gold Trick.
Oh, man. That is so funny. Better Than Gold. I like
that.
There
is a company called Pot of Africa on here, though. Can you believe that? Pot of Africa. I think he's a broker.
Oh, shoot. Oh, man. This is one lively show. Oh, my phone's ringing again. No, I'll just let it go. I'm sure it's another satisfied shipper.
Oh. He's a salvage guy out of Arlington, Texas. Pot of Africa.
Oh, he is Pot of Africa. I think I have heard of that guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he, let's see, Arlington. He's near Dallas.
I think we called for him several times.
Yeah, no, I think, yeah. He probably,
did too.
He probably does a lot of exports out of, what's the Galveston, right?
I think he buys
Galveston.
No, he's in Arlington. Yeah, so. No, I think we've brought, I think he's got a business there, but I think he's got salvage because I think he buys from all the Copart and IAs. Isn't that about right, Jen? I remember him always being Copart or IAA.
I like that. If it fits, it ships. That's good. That's a good one, too. That's memorable, and it's not like better late than never. Right?
Let's put in if it ships, see what comes
if
up.
If it ships. That's a good name, if it ships.
Or if it fits.
You know there's somebody right now trying to think of a good name.
Yeah, so I'm sure they are.
Right? I'm sure. Oh, there it is. AAA Vegas Strong.
Wait. What?
AAA Vegas. There was one. AAA Vegas Strong. Was it AAA Vegas Strong Export? But anyways, that's kind of like what you're talking about. Like the days of like, putting AAA in your name, those days are gone. Don't do that anymore. Plus, there's no more phone books, right?
Yeah. Well, true. Good point.
I mean, that was the whole point.
We have a company called Daddy's to Transport, okay?
Daddy's to
Transport?
I feel
like such a purr calling every time I get a load.
Daddy's to it does. It's, that's, yeah. That's going to be it.
Probably shouldn't have named your company that.
Right, because you're probably not going to get every shipper. Just,
well, you know, believe it or not, we never had any problems with it.
What's your
I
last
always
name?
Thought
Epstein?
It was
okay. Come on.
Flag on the play.
Jen just threw her hot wine out the window. This is the craziest episode we've ever had. What are we going to call this episode? Like,
what's the other one? Too,
the man? Crazy one? The yeah. Crazy?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah, because we haven't really looked up much. Jen's been getting me loads that we've been finding on the fly here.
Crazy.
We took a 2-pack from St. Louis to Oklahoma for DSK, 2 Chevy Colorados for how much was it? 9?
Yeah, how much was it?
Oh, man. A Highway to Hell Trucking. I think I've heard of that one. What
are
we looking at?
One, we took... Well, I've got a DSK, and that's Danny B, and he's on your show quite a bit, too.
Watch oh, yeah.
The chat line.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be in St. Louis tonight, but it'll probably be tomorrow for loading. But we just took 2 Chevy Colorados into Tulsa for $950, which is outrageous. So
awesome. I think you were you telling me about that last week, maybe? No.
I think a lot of times I book DSK while we're on the show lately.
Okay.
He just happens to be, we're looking for loads at that point in time. My problem is he's going to roll in there on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And you know as well as I do, Tulsa is hard to get out of, so we may have to make his last car go into Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Tulsa is not the easiest city to get out of.
Yeah, just to make sure that we have...
I like Tulsa as a... Like, I like doing the Oklahoma. You got OKC, you got Tulsa, and then you can go into Fayetteville and go up to Springfield and Joplin. It's kind of an interesting route. But,
right.
Yeah, you got to make the best of it.
And there's a dealer's auto auction over in Oklahoma City that is open on the weekends. So that's, you know, where I think we'll end up going. Don't get me wrong, there's a Mannheim in Tulsa, but there's also that one Mannheim in Tulsa only opens till 12 on Friday, and they're not open on the weekends at all.
Ooh, man, so, open till 12. Yeah, I hate those hours where it's like noon and 2 and 4.
And that's not even a COVID thing. That's their normal hours.
So. Well, no, and you know, a lot of like upfitters, they close at 2 and stuff. Like, I love that you started at 6, but your shipping guy should stay past 2.
Right. Because you guys are usually driving at 6 in the morning. It doesn't really help us a lot.
Now, hey, Renee, this will be our final search of the day. Renee Hernandez is looking for Montrose, Colorado to California.
Yikes.
Michael says if you're in Montrose, you're better off driving into Grand Junction, nothing in Montrose.
Yeah, and then, I'm just going to put up Colorado, period.
Travis has a good idea to nickname your company.
What? Where did you say, in California?
She didn't specify California, but maybe we can get her to do so. Also, Richard Keller says somebody needs to tell Copart they're killing themselves closing at 4:30. I agree with you, Richard. I don't understand. You're like... Yeah, well, we're closing the gate, so you better tell your driver to ratchet it up. Like, really? Like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. But that's just been the name of the game since they opened up. So is IAA. And
I guess
I don't think it would convince them any differently.
Yeah, no, they're not. It's, so you just got to know. So good point, Richard. Okay, so, Sue is checking into Colorado. I mean, where do you start? Colorado to California? Oh, Renee likes to make it rough. She likes to make the search rough.
Well, hey, we're at California.
Renee says, hey, I'm a dude. Come on. I'm sorry, Renee. Did I say she? Probably.
Yeah.
Dang it, Jay. I don't know why I did that. That's not good.
Where at are you going to in Colorado?
Let's see.
I mean, sorry, in California. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. We definitely need to know NorCal, SoCal, LoCal. That would definitely be SoCal.
He's not answering.
Well, NoCal would be Northern. Yeah, okay.
Let's just put in Colorado, California. How's that?
Uh-huh.
Until he tells us different.
CoCal.
Let's do it that way.
Get those pronouns. CoCal. And that'd be your trucking company, CoCal Trucking.
Well, I put in Colorado to California and we only have 50 loads. That's never good.
No, that's not. I know.
Let's see. And most loads honestly come out of Denver or Colorado Springs, maybe Greeley sometimes. So I have a feeling you might be better off. Mike's at Grand Junction, but that's few and far between. You might have to look out of Utah.
Well,
how far is he from?
Right, I agree with you, because he's actually, he just said western slope of Colorado, which is going to be closer to Utah.
Wow, still, I mean, geez.
Well, this is how the Northwest is just brutal in general. When you're looking on load boards, I've never just been able to randomly create routes.
No.
In the West.
I mean, here's some stuff, but I don't even think Aspen is near where we're talking about either, right? That's the other way, up high.
Yeah, there's Montrose is... the thing is, if that's where you're at, talk to Ty.
I'm sorry.
Get some CTS business coaching. Find out how to start building your own customer base. Because that actually, if you're somewhere like that, you're perfect to talk to customers. And I know that's hard, and not just to talk to them, but you know, putting the cart before the horse. You know, do you have customers? Do you have your business? Which one do you do first? Chicken or the egg? And Ty can help you manage that business growth and concept. So that's what I would do. I would talk to Ty. Renee,
almost right now we're at probably 80% of the loads are out of Denver right now.
Right. So you've just missed 80% of the loads because you're not going backwards to pick them up.
Yeah. Because Aspen is 130 miles backwards. I just looked that up. Let's look up Durango because I don't remember. Not really familiar with Colorado as much as other places. So Durango is south of Montrose. There's a load on there. But it, I don't know which where you're going at. We got one going to Long Beach on here for 87 cents a mile in Durango. And then we got one going to Sacramento, which are the opposite ends of California.
See, and you know what? And that's not fair. Durango to Long Beach, Chevy CK at 700 bucks. That's not fair.
Yeah.
That's not the right.
No, because you're driving through the mountains. You're eating gas like there's no tomorrow. You should be paying more than that.
Yeah, that's not the right number. That's not fair.
You can try negotiating with him. He doesn't usually. Amer Freight sometimes. That this is where it's at, have more.
For all the work that you need to do to make that load work, hit the street and start drumming up business. It's not worth it.
There's really, honestly, here's a Grand Junction to LA, but it's not ready till the 15th. And it's also for AM3 freight, so it's probably not any good. AM3 freight is also Roadrunner. And a lot of times their stuff is not accurate. There's another Grand Junction that's not paying.
But that wouldn't be, that's not as bad. An Accent for a dollar.
No.
But it's still probably should be paying. But here's the thing is, what do you think they're getting from the shipper? A buck and a half?
Probably.
Right?
Probably. $1,200, something like that.
Why not? What else are you going to do?
Let's see.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Here's the problem with Colorado. Colorado is hard no matter what you do, but if you're in a place in Colorado that is not on the beaten path, it makes it even harder. I don't know where Meeker, Colorado is. Here's the Roadrunner. The AM3 and the Roadrunner. Look, this is the same company. And they always do this because one of them is the right place that they're picking up and one of them is not. Let's look. So I would say it's really going here and it may be really picking up in Meeker. This is the exact same load.
Oh, no.
They always double list these. I don't know why.
It's the same reference ID.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
it's
where's Meeker?
Really a Meeker.
Yeah, where's Meeker versus Grand Junction? I want to see this thing.
Grand Junction, Colorado.
Right, there you go, Renee. Seems pretty straightforward, doesn't it? If it's off the path, shouldn't they pay more?
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, look. Here's Grand Junction. Here's Meeker. It is 100 miles.
What?
Guarantee you it's in Meeker.
Oh, yeah.
Guarantee
it's in
Meeker.
In Meeker?
Yeah, it's in Meeker. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. In a cabin in the woods by the river.
Yeah, if it's legit.
Yeah.
It may have already been moved.
So don't take the third covered bridge. It's the fourth one.
Yeah, and this thing, I don't even understand why they're not putting the legit place for where it's going in California, because it looks like it's still L.A. I mean, it could be really far.
Have you seen Funny Farm when the guy's trying to deliver the furniture in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah,
it's Funny Farm.
I haven't seen that movie in years. That is a classic.
That movie's amazing. Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah. 90631.
So, nobody wants to live that.
Let's see. Oh, so it's 26 miles. 43 drive time. I bet that's not right. Depends on what time of the day you're in LA.
Yeah, so, 43 drive time. Yeah, at 2 a.m.
Yeah, well, what's weird is La Habra is closer than this one. So why would you list it that way?
Because they, I don't know.
No answer for that one, is there?
Speculation live.
Yeah. I don't know. But obviously they're willing to pay $1,000 on it, but they should because it's really 100 miles past Grand Junction.
Well,
I think we were already...
What, Well, right. So, okay, Roadrunner's got the actual and the actual, and then the other company is just going by, like, shipping centers.
Well, you know, the silly part is usually, it's usually the opposite. AM3 usually lists where it's really out of, and Roadrunner usually does the opposite. So, I don't know, somebody screwed up today and put it on the other one.
And neither of those rates are good for where it is. I mean...
No. Because if you're going to go up to Meeker...
You're going to spend the whole day.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Just driving through the mountains.
Yes.
To get there.
Yes. You better love Colorado.
Unfortunately. Yeah. And unfortunately, that was, I mean, that there wasn't much on here. The Durango, which is way south, so you'd be going up and down. There's, I mean, everything's mainly in, looks like Colorado Springs and Denver area. And I don't know if he's just happens to be there. Or this is where he's based out of.
Oh, I think it's where, I think he's kind of lives in that area. And so, and he's going to call Ty. So,
okay.
I tell you what we're going to do. There's Ty's information in the live chat. If you need help to grow your business, if the load boards aren't cutting it, call Ty, 417-483-2764. In fact, and that's what's cool. I love doing... So Dispatching Live is on Thursdays. Well, tomorrow I'm going to be live with Ty on Cars on the Move. We also start that show at noon. And it's a much shorter show. He's live on location. It's a totally different kind of show. So please do join us for that. Sue, I want to thank you for, once again, your load board search service, the great information you share, and what you do.
No problem.
Thank you.
No problem.
Hey, good job on the microphone. It sounds great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Got a new one.
Does she sound... Guys, if anybody, maybe Michael, does the audio sound better? Can you guys hear her better? I hear you better. The audio levels look great. In fact, I think when you were... I think there was a little bit of internet signal. Whatever.
Watch it, yeah. Yeah.
So this microphone's this microphone's great.
Good.
Hang on to that headset. Good. You may end up sending it back because I do like that we can still hear Jen. It's not the same, but I know she's back there, and I love that because you're in a working dispatch office. You know, and that's what it's all about. So thank you guys so much for another great Dispatching Live, and I'm gonna let you go for the day.
Okay. Alrighty.
You guys, say goodbye to Sue.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, and Michael says, much better. Richard says, sounds great. Carlos, thumbs up. That's awesome. Good job.
Perfect.
Thanks for doing
that. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, Sue, thank you so much for your service. We'll see you next week.
Okay. All righty. See y'all.
Bye. Okay, so there you go. So the meeting is over. Oh, hey, what are we going to... That's how we end the show, right. I want to thank you guys for tuning in for Dispatching Live. I've got a meeting at 2, so I got to get out of here anyways. We've done enough. We've talked. We've shared. Lots of interesting stories today. We did a little bit of route searching, but it's all of it, right? You guys know when you're searching for loads, and it's good to bounce information off and whatever we can do. So please feel free to email me, comment below, put it in the live chat, tell your friends. Tune in every Thursday at noon for Dispatching Live. Thank you so much. Stay safe, keep making money, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace out, everybody.